From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Lawmakers have passed a bill to stop the state from considering how much money a bidder would return to Missouri if awarded a contract to run a licensing office. The House on Monday voted in favor of the bill, which now heads to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's desk. The bill is aimed at stopping what lawmakers have called pay-to-play. At issue is a revenue department policy of awarding contracts to run offices to issue vehicle and driver's licenses, in part based on how much of the profit bidders promise to pay back to the state. A 2009 law required that bidding process to end political patronage. A measure to exempt some bids by St. Louis Convention Center from the state's Sunshine Law was added to the bill. A report from the Missouri Supreme Court highlights several potential conflicts of interest among Ferguson court staff, prosecutors, and police. The report released Monday summarizes the observations and recommendations of the court administration experts who were asked to take a look at the way Ferguson's municipal court system operates. The review follows a highly critical U.S. Justice Department report released after the fatal shooting of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer. The new state report raises concerns about a lack of separation of powers and noted the court staff had been required to report to the chief of police and also had been responsible for handling work for the city prosecutor. It says documents for the prosecutor and court have also been commingled in the same files. A bill aimed at clamping down on bullying and preventing suicides in Missouri schools is nearing passage. The legislation passed by the House on Monday would require school anti-bullying policies to include stricter procedures for reporting, investigating, and responding to bullying. Those policies also would have to include cyberbullying, such as texting. Employees would have 2 days to report bullying, and the school must investigate claims of bullying within a day after that. Students who bully would receive at least counseling and at most be expelled. The bill also would require schools to adopt policies aimed at preventing youth suicide, including ways to help students at risk of killing themselves. The measure needs final Senate approval before it can head to Governor Jay Nixon. Opponents of a right-to-work measure packed the Capitol halls as Missouri's Republican leaders pushed to send the measure to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon in the legislature's final week. A Senate committee voted Monday night to advance the measure to the full chamber for debate. If approved there, it would have to return to the House before heading to Nixon, who has said he opposes it. The measure would prohibit union contracts with businesses in which fees are collected from non-union employees. Supporters say it would attract more business to Missouri and spur economic growth. Opponents say it's an attack on unions that would lower wages, make training difficult, and reduce workplace safety. Similar measures were approved in Michigan and Indiana in 2012 and in Wisconsin earlier this year. Currently, 6 out of 8 states that border Missouri have right-to-work legislation on the books. Jefferson City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Brian Mitchell will be stepping down after this school year. KBIA's Cal Norris talked to Mitchell about the progress the district made during his tenure.
Jefferson City leaders and residents got to say goodbye to Dr. Brian Mitchell at a reception at the Miller Performing Arts Center Monday afternoon. Mitchell is retiring after 26 years in education. He says there are many things the district accomplished during his tenure that he is proud of, but there will always be pressure on the public school system in general.
Public education is asked to solve a lot of societal issues, that it's impossible for public education to be that solution for, but we take it on.
The Jefferson City School Board named Dr. Larry Linthicum to succeed Mitchell as the next superintendent in December. He will officially begin work on July 1st. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
Missouri home care workers are asking lawmakers to allow a rule requiring higher pay for them to take effect. An agreement ratified by the State Quality Home Care Council allows those they care for to pay them between $8.50 and $10.15 an hour. But companies that contract out workers say the rise would cause them financial hardship. Those companies now take a cut of the $15.56 an hour that the legislator has budgeted from the state Medicaid funds to pay each attendant. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.